Okay, Parshas Mishpatim. Okay, Ben Ish Chai. Va'avadatem et Hashem Elokeichem, and you will serve God your Lord. Uverach et lachmecha, He will bless your bread, ve'et meimecha, and your water. Nira li b'siyata d'shmayim. It seems to me with the help of heavens. The Yadua, it's known. The Chachamenu Zichron Levrocha, our rabbis, may they be mentioned in a blessing. Darshu, they made a drasha in Tanis Dav Beis. Avoda, zu tefila. Avoda says, "Va'avadtem Hashem Elokecha b'chol." Yeah, he says, "Avadtem Hashem Elokecha," and it says, "Avoda zi avoda shebelev zu tefila." Ki hi avoda shebelev. This is the avoda of the heart. V'hi shachris minchen avis. Mumidavan Shachris Minchen Avis. Bechol echad yesh yud tet brachot. There are not 18 brachot, there are 19 brachot ba'amida in the standing prayer. Hare sacha kol, if you add them all up, it comes to the gematria of Zan, which is 57 brachot. Zan brachot. And Zan, we know, is the lashon of mazon, of sustenance. Kiminyan Dagan. That's the same as Dagon, right? Which is the wheat. Ki al yedei shlosh tfilot. Through these three tfilas that we pray. Yeshefa parnasa liYisrael. Comes the influence of Klal Yisrael's parnasa, their zan, their mazon, their food. Ki yadua, as is known. Sheparnasa taluya B'shloshat tfilot shel Yisrael. The parnasa, the shefa, the influence is dependent through the three davenings of Klal Yisrael. Ulezeh amar, yichayu dagan v'yifrechu kegafen. You will be given life through your dagan, through the wheat, right? The physical substance v'yifrechu, and you will blossom like a vine. V'yadua, and it is a known thing. Kishem Kel Havaya, the name Kel Havaya, right? Ole, that's gematria Zan. Kel is 31. Kel is 31. Yeah. Havaya is 26. That's Zan, which is 57.
But what's the name Kel Havaya?
Kel always represents the name of Chesed. So Kel Havaya is also the name of Chesed.
So mercy.
It's mercy, but it's Chesed, more Chesed. The Kemosha Katuv, like it's written in the Pasuk in Tehillim, yeah? Kuf Yud Ches, Kav Zayin, Pasuk Kav Zayin. Kel Hashem V'yayer Lanu. Right? God's radiance will radiate, will give us light. V'shemot Kel Havaya, the name Kel Havaya, Nir Mazim Be'otiyot Ochel, has a hint in the letters Ochel. So Ochel is Shehem Otiot Kel Ku. Ku is the gematria of Shem Havaya. So Ochel has a remez of the name Kel Havaya. The Mispa Shem Havaya, the number Shem Havaya is Ku, is 26. Right? Yud Kei Vav Kei. Vehem Chasadim Gmurim. This represents Chesed, complete Chesed of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shemehem nishpa panasa tova. The panasa, a good panasa, comes to us through chasadim. This kel havaya, which gives us ochel, right, which is zanas, which is mefanesas, right, which is also the gematria of kel havaya, right. V'hainu bischut zan brachot, in the merit of these zan brachot, these three tefillas we daven, which is yutet. Shall shlosh tfilot, of the three tfilot, which is gematria zan, yit orer hashefa, will be awakened, this influence, min, from the shefa kel havaya, which is the same gematria, which is chasadim gmurim, which will be coming down to us and giving us shefa bracha of panasa. Sha'ola misparam zan, that comes to the number of zan, which is this sustenance, and the shefa of chasadim gmurim, of complete goodness. Ubeze yuvan, and now we will understand, b'siyata d'shmaya, with God's help, remez hakatuv, what's hinted in the pasuk, Mezavinu Mleim Mifikim Mizan Elzan. The translation of the Pasuk is, right, we see an article here. Mizaveinu means even the corners of our storehouses. Mizaveinu comes from the Loshon Kanareh of Zaviot, corners. And it means the storehouses. Mileim are full. Mifikim, right, comes out. Right, they're full, our storehouses, even the corners of our storehouses are full, either overflowing. Mifikim, and comes out from them, Mizan Elzan. From the harvest, Ailoshen Zan is from the Mazan, Elzan to the Mazan. Which they translate here as, from harvest to harvest, our storehouses are full. Okay, so now that we understand that's a pshat of the pasuk, we see how the Ben Ish Chai fits this in. Shebekoach zan brachot, through the strength of the zan brachot, i.e. our three tefillas every day that we daven, namshich shefa, will draw a big influence of parnasa, mishemot el havaya, from this name kel havaya, which is chasadim gemurim, shehem misbazan, ubeze yuvan, and now we will understand the Siyata Dishmaya, the next pasuk. But before we understand the next pasuk, let's go back to the first one, previous pasuk. It means our storehouses will be filled and they will bring in the Shefa from Zan, i.e. from Kel Havaya, which is Chasadim Gemurim, El Zan, to Zan, which is our Parnasa, our Shefa Parnasa. That means the Zan, the Kel Havaya, which is Zan, is bringing us our Shefa Parnasa. That's, and our storehouses will be filled with the Shefa Parnasa because of the Zan, this Kel Havaya, which is represented, the Chasadim Gemurim, which comes to us through our tefillas. And now, he'll understand the next pasuk. Min ha'ochel yatsa ma'achal. That's in Shoftim. Ochel is Kel Ku. That we said above, which is Kel Havaya, which is also a representation of the Chasadim Gemurim. Kloma. Min Kel Havaya, from this Shem Kelavaya, which represents Chasadim Gemurim, Mit Ororim, is awakened Al Yedei Zan, through this Zan, Brachot, this 57 Brachot, of three Tfilas, or three Shmon Esres, Shel Shlosh Tfilot, of a three Shmon Esres, Yatzamach, will come out, our Parnasa, our food, that which sustains us. Shem Parnasa Yisrael, this is Parnasa Yisrael. Now it's not only a physical Parnasa, is that which sustains us physically and which sustains us spiritually. Like Ben Ish Chai says in other places, that our physical panasa is not only our physical panasa. Our physical panasa has also our spiritual panasa in there. Ulezer amar, and therefore he says, va'avadetem et Hashem Elokeichem. You will serve God your Lord, right? That's the pasuk in Tanis, that base on the base. Zut fila. Sheyesh ba Zan Brachot. It has Zan Brachot. 57 Brachot, which is Gematria Zan, which is represents Parnasa. Valyadei ken uberech et lachmecha vet meimecha, and will bless your bread and your waters. That's what it means. Avadet Hashem, that's who's learning the pasuk now, going back to the beginning. Avadet Hashem lokech, when you serve God your Lord with your tefillas, which is a Zan Brachot, it'll give you Shefa Parnasa, and therefore you have the Brocha in Lachmecha, in your bread, and Vet Meimecha, and in your waters, and in your... Right.